Lo yuchel levaker, what does the Pasuk have to say? Lo yuchel levaker, that you could not take away the bechor from one son and give it to another son. Lefi shenema, because since there's another Pasuk that says, Toho yobayom han chilu as bonov, that when a father gives away the Yerusha from one son to another son, he's allowed to. Shiochla, so I would have thought to say, Wallah dinu, really it's a svara. Uma poshet. Ma poshet means the regular sons, or even the bechor, his regular portion, not the portion that a bechor gets special, but uma poshet, the regular son, second, third, or fourth son. Shiochla koichli. Then when they take Yerusha, they take even from something that's going to come to the father later. Ro, what's become? That's the people owe the father money, or they owe him rent, or they owe him other things. That's going to come to them later. They get a chilek in Yerusha. Still, HaTorah nitnu rishus liyav. Lihan chulukhol mishi yirtza. The Torah gave permission to the father to give one of the sons all the Yerusha. If so, Bechor, in the case of a Bechor, Shehura Koichoi, Shein and Leita Baruch of a Muchzik, he does not take things that's fitting Baro Kiva Muchzik. Is Lekol Shein, isn't it for sure then? To say that the father should be able to take away the Bechor from the Bechor and give it to somebody else. Therefore, Talmud Leim, I need a special person to say, Lo Yuchol Levak, you know, the father cannot take it away. That's why I need the second pasuk of Lo Yuchel Avaker. Now the Gemara says it's so. The Yoyim let the pasuk just say Lo Yuchel Avaker, that you cannot take away the Bechor from the Bechor. Ma Tamalim, what do I need the second pasuk for? For Ho Yubayim Han Chilu Es Bonov, that when the father gives Yerusha, he could take away the Chelik from some brothers and give it to just one. What do I need the second pasuk for? It explains also. Because really, Shayachla would have thought to say, Faloy Dinu, it's a svar like this, Faloy Dinu. Uma Bechor, Shura Koichoi, Shaina Noita Baruch of a Musak, Omru Tara La Yuchel of Aker, the Koich of a Bechor, that's not so strong. A Bechor only gets a second portion of what the father owns is a Musak in the Shasi dies, not from property that will come to him later on. Still, the Torah says, Lo yuchel avaker, the father cannot take away the karech of a bechor and give it to a different child. If so, poshut, the other children, shiyof v'koichai, they have a stronger power, shenayt avarok of a muchzik. When they come to Yashin, they could even take a portion of a row, what's first fit to come to the father later, as if the father has it right now, like hoshchein. Isn't it then svar, I would say for sure the father cannot take away the Yerusha of the other son to give it to one son. Therefore, Talmud Leim, I need the second pasuk to say no, that v'hoya b'yom hanchilu as bonov, that ha-Torah nitno rishus liyav, the Torah gives special permission to the father, lahan chelachol mishiyitza, that he has the right to give it away, lachol mishiyitza, to whoever he wants, he has the right to give it away. No, and like the same, Shana V'yechim of Ruka, he has the right to give it to one of the Yorshim, a son, a posha, that would get a chelik of the Yerusha anyway. Now the father has the right to give him all of the Yerusha. But Avada, the chelik of the Bechor, that the Bechor would get, that he can't take away from the Bechor. So the kid said, that's why we need these both, we need these two psukim, that Leyuchel Avakir, the Kerch of the Bechor, the father cannot take away. Mashenk and the Kerch of the Poshet or to other Yerushim, the father could take away from one Yerush and give the other Yerush the whole Yerusha. Omer Rab Zrik, Omer Rab Ami, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Omer Rabbi, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. He said over the name of Rabbi, whether it was the Besad of the Mishnais, that we take a Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Omer Le Rababa, Rababa said, Hori Itma, not just Tam Halacha. The Torah means you have a right to teach that the loch is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. So Mara says, the Maikim of Lagi, what's the difference, how it was learned, or what's the Machlaikis? Mas of Haloch Radifa. If somebody says, oh, Haloch Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, that's a stronger Loshan. That really shows a loch, we're really Paschal like him. Well, Mas of the one that said, Hurritma, Maisarav, he holds no, something was said over the shame of Meister of the Kura. It was a psak, the pasuk in that way, that's stronger. Tana Rabbanim learned like this. Ein lemeidim halocha loy mipi lomud v'loy mipi maisa. That you can't learn out halocha l'maisa exactly how to do, how to act from a learning. If like a Rebbe is giving a shiur, it comes out, this is halocha, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the word we pass in. Loy mipi maisa, and not even if a case came in front of the rov and they asked the shiloh, unless they say over clearly halacha l'maisa. Shoal v'yomli halacha l'maisa, yelech v'yasa maisa. If you come to ask a question and they tell you halacha l'maisa, then you have right to go and do it that way. Uvavado shelo yidna, but you should not make any similarity between one case and another case. So where it says ma'yu v'vach shelo yidna. What does it mean you can't be Madama Milsa Milsa? Vo kol ha-Torah kulo to muyim admin in law. Though Torah is that way, do we make similarity between one thing and another thing? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, hochikom, this is what I meant to say. Bavach lo yidna the treifus. Means in the pasha of treifus, you should not be Madama Milsa Milsa. The Tani learned like this. Ein omrim b'treifus. In the loch of Yudchas Treifus, what makes an animal a treifa? That he has a hole in the lungs. So we don't learn out that if a hole here is a treifa, a hole someplace else also makes him a treifa. V'yatatama, don't wonder about this. Yeah, why? Shurei choytcho mikano mesa. If you cut the animal in one place, could be he'll die. Choytcho mikano v'choysa. If you cut the animal in another place, he won't die. So you see, there are different parts of the animals. Somebody meant to say he can't make a similarity between one case and another case. If it's in Hilchus, Treifus. Now, Omer le Rabasi le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabasi said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Omer lo mar, halocho. Rabasi said to Rabbi Yochanan, like when you Rebbe, when you're going to tell us, like this is the halocho, Hechi Nevet, Maisa, Hechi Nevet, what's your... No, again, Kiyomolo mar halachochi, neved maisa, should we do that if or not? Whereas he asked him, when you're going to say this halacha, should we act that way or not? His Omri said back like this, Loisavidi, you should not act that way, adi amin, until I tell you halacha l'maisa. I have to tell you a strong lesson of halacha l'maisa, then you have a right to act that way. Omoluhu rovo. The Rav Popo, Rav is after Rav Popo, or the Rafu, the brother of Yeshua. Ki osi pisco de dina, didi lekamaychu, if you'll ever see a psak like a tshuva that I wrote, v'chazisu be'pirchen, you're going to have a kasha on my tshuva, on the psak that I gave. So like this, loitak riuhu, do not rip it up, adi yasisu lekamoy, until you bring it to me, bring it to my attention, and tell me the question you have against my psak. If I have a reason to answer myself, I'll tell it to you. And then this time you'll also be mekavlet. If I don't have an answer to the question, you ask me good, then I'll retract myself. So don't just throw away my tshuva, but come and talk it over with me. What's going to be liyach hamisa? Let's say you find the tshuva of mine, of psak that I wrote, and after he died already, so then he said like this, Le mikra tekru, still, do not rip up that psak. But umigma namela tigmru minei, you do not put out calf to learn and act like that psak since he died already. Why? She's saying like this, Le mikra tekrino, don't rip it up, because di have a hosm, if I would have been there, dum have a minelachutaino. Because even though you have a question on the psak, maybe he could have answered it. If he would have been alive and he would have been here, maybe he could have answered himself. So therefore, the person, the tzaddik died already, you can't just say, it's wrong. Because maybe if he would be here, he would be able to answer you, and you'd understand him. But still, migma,